Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Build, grow, and enjoy. BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. We had a little bit of technical difficulties to get everything started up and everything going on. But this is just we are having some serious difficulties today, but we are here, And we're just going to go ahead and introduce my guests for today. We have both of them, Pamelina Stanley and Regina Robinson of Empower Women Accountable to Each Other is here with us today. Pam and Regina, we are sorry for the difficulties. It kept going in and out and just shutting down, but we are live and on air, and welcome to BGE Radio.
Hello, how are you?
I am well. We are sorry for that. It's just shutting down. We were unable, just having some technical difficulties behind the scene. But, Pam, I know your time is limited. Go ahead and let everyone know who you are as the co-founder of EWATEO and how you guys are out there empowering women with your organization.
Well, like you said, I am Pam's family. I am one of the co-founders of EWATE. I partner with my sister, Regina Robinson, and we basically started this organization back in 08, and Regina asked me to partner with her, and this is kind of her vision, her dream, and so I agreed to, so I can kind of let her elaborate on it for you.
Yeah, you know, God had given me the vision for EWATE, and when I came to Pamela about it, she told me straight up, I'll help you, I'll be behind the scenes, but I'm absolutely not going to get out front and speak or do anything else. But look at God, she's doing all of that and some. So, yes, that's how we started working together.
Just awesome, ladies. You know, in these times, we really, really, you know, need women like you as, you know, women ourselves, you know, the working single, you know, household income is just non-existent in these times. And a lot of us women, you know, being educated and having our own companies, it's always encouraging to have another successful woman to empower. So tell us, what was the real reason why you created EWATE? And then also tell us a little more about your background.
Well, actually, Tamla and I were having a conversation at the beginning of 2008 that we were living average lives and that our Father had created us for way more than average. So we created an accountability team where we had to email each other every day that we had done on our to-do list that was moving us forward towards living out our true purpose, you know, living our best lives. And it's interesting, when someone holds you accountable, you don't want to be the one that didn't do your stuff that day. And one thing I can tell you about my sister Pamela is that she is about her business. She lives in excellence, and I knew she was going to do what she was supposed to do, and that challenged me to do the same thing. But I told Pamela that more women could benefit from having another woman come along beside her and in love challenge her to be everything that God created her to be. And then one Sunday morning at the church I was attending at the time in Greenwood, South Carolina, during praise and worship, God gave me the name EWATE. I still have the notebook where I wrote down the name and the mission statement. And after church, I called Pamela and I told her, I said, God's going to use what started with two sisters to bless millions of women around the world. And so that's how the organization got started. It started from a relationship between me and Pam, and then we just broadened it to include other women so they could benefit from, you know, having that person or that woman in your life that challenged you, you know, because she loved you, to live a better life. And Pamela, like I said, is just an amazing person to be in business with because of who she is and her background. So, Pam, why don't you just share with them a little bit about your background?
Well, I mean, for me, I have my bachelor's in accounting. I am currently a credit analyst, so I'm what they call a bean counter. I'm a lover of numbers and money. And so I've been doing this for since 03, I think, when I started. And so that's kind of what I teach on and what I give sessions and seminars on is finances and how making sure that your money is where it needs to be so that when God sends you out to do something, you're able to go run. And so for the company, that's what I do for Regina. I take care of the payroll and the employees and the tax and so forth. So she's able to do the things that God has called her to do because I do what I do because I love to do it. So it's not actually work for me, but I handle all the financials for our company.
Absolutely, and as far as my background, I have a bachelor's in chemical engineering, and Pam and I both went to A&T, Aggie Pride, you two Aggies here. I currently work as a math instructor for a college out of Greenwood, South Carolina. So that's what, you know, she's an accountant. I'm a math teacher. That's what we do in terms of our day job, as people would say. But this company is absolutely my baby, my purpose is what God put me here for. And Pamela does just what she says. She handles the details. That's what she does. She handles the details so that I can just be me, so I can just go out and encourage and love on the women. And she takes care of the employees, and she keeps Uncle Sam, the IRS, off our backs. She takes care of those things. She protects me from the details so I can just go out and do the work that God has for us.
Just so awesome, you know, two women coming together for a purpose, a call, a reason. You guys have different areas in your organization and in your company that you focus on, and that's from the confession, inspirational reading, and social media. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, for me, we start talking about the confession areas and everything. That's pretty much the part that I started. You know, one thing I'm a believer in is just, you know, power of positive speech. You know, if you say something long enough, you believe it. You know, your voice is the one that you hear over and over again. So I'm a big believer in positive confession. So that was one of the things we instituted in our organization immediately, is positive confessions we give to the ladies. And every single event that we have, we do positive confessions at the end. So that's huge for me. And we also, you know, do a lot of positive readings. We post those things on our website because people need things to hold on to when they're not at an event. You know, what happens Monday morning when I'm back at work and, you know, the whole world has come down around me? Then you need something that you can go back to that can remind you of the positive that we've already put in you and the positive that God has before you. So those are the things that you'll find on our website. And we do a lot of the same things with our social media and our groups on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram. We're always trying to put out positive messages, positive words that people can use in their own everyday life so that they can take that tool and be their own personal inspiration and make a difference in their lives.
Can you go ahead and share with everyone how they can follow you on Twitter, get to the website, all your Instagram and Facebook information?
All right. Basically our basic websites, our first website is Ewate, that's Ewate.com. And if you go to that website, basically all of our social media, there are links there. So if you miss something I want to share with you, you can always go to our Ewate.com website and find everything. Our second website is FiercelySassy.com. That's our retail site. Those are our inspirational products. That company carries the spirit and the message of the original company. So those are the two basic websites. Now, in terms of our social media, on Facebook, you can find us at Ewate Sassy Women. That's Ewate Sassy Women. And also you can find us at Fiercely Sassy. Those are the two business pages. But also on Facebook, we have a women's group, you know, where we share positive things, and it's called Sassy Women and Sassy Supporters. So those are the groups. Now you're talking about Twitter. Twitter, you can find us at Be Fiercely Sassy. That's B-E, Fiercely Sassy. And on Instagram, you can find me at Sassy Regina. So that's all of our information. But, again, if you missed any of it, you can find links to every bit of that at our Ewate website. That's Ewate.com.
Well, let us know a little bit about your Facebook like page, Live Like a Boss. What does that B-O-S-S stands for?
Living Like a Boss. Well, Boss is our newest division. It is our men's division. About 3 years ago, I had a pastor prophesy to me that we were going to minister to men the same way we ministered to women, and I smiled and I nodded, but I didn't believe him. But men kept coming to me and saying, you know, you should do the same thing for men that you do for women, but I didn't think it was my place. I didn't know if that was my lane. And I said, that sounds great, but a man should do it. But as they continued to come to me, I saw a need, and nobody around me was feeling in the way I felt like we could feel it. So I had a conversation with Pam and then with my son. My son Gabriel is one of our co-founders for the men's division, and we decided we would facilitate an organization where we could bring other men in to minister to men. So we came up with Living Like a Boss, and BOSS stands for Business, Occupation, Service, and Significance. and we talk about those four topics as well as anything the men want to talk about. And when I say the best events we've ever had been these men's events, we've had to send them home. Because you think about it, you're always seeing women's conferences and things going on for women, but you don't have as many places where men can get together and talk about the things that are important to men and a man's role in his community and in life and in his family. And so our boss events have been that. It's been a place for the men to come together, almost like a think tank of sorts for them to talk about, you know, the things that men are facing and how they can better their own lives. So we're excited because it seems like right now we're getting a little bit more press about boss at times than we are about everything else.
Well, that's just absolutely, absolutely wonderful. Now, I'm looking at your get your sassy back. Where did that term come from?
Well, at the time we started the organization, I had a little dog named Cindy. And I remember telling someone that my little dog was very sassy. And my sister said to me, she's sassy because her owner is sassy. And as we began to explore starting the organization and couple women get back to their best life, that's where the term get your sassy back came from. We were, you know, sassy women, and we were trying to move forward towards being better women, trying to get back to, you know, to some of the better places in life, but also move forward to even better places that we hadn't explored yet. So that's where the phrase came from, get your sassy back.
That's just wonderful, wonderful. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I want to speak more on these events that you guys have going on. You actually have your calendar on your website, and there's some fabulous things that you guys have done and some upcoming things, and I'd like to talk more on that. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Social media is not as fast, and it's becoming increasingly more popular. Social media is the new paradigm for advertising and marketing. Social media is 24/7 and ever-changing. Whether you are a novice, intermediate, or advanced, there's always something to be learned. Are you getting the ROI that you expect? Do not have time to manage your social media networks? Do you know the strategies to effectively attract followers? Do you know how to effectively set up and use autosponders? Jay can show you how to manage your social media on a platform and much more at Social New York.
Hi, and welcome to Social New York. My name is Jamil Wilborn, and I'm going to be your host. If you have not figured out by now, social media is definitely not a fad. Social media has become more and more popular. Facebook has over 1 billion monthly active users. And then Twitter, 500 million total users. And I'm going to show you how
Social New York is being brought to you live by BGE Radio.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jiggy Jag, Jigmund Freud from Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We do the big program, Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents, each and every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. It's a featured show because we have a lot of featured content. Great guests. We have bloggers, podcasters, marketing people, people who are influential in the world of business and entertainment. We talk to them each and every Friday, Build, Grow, and Enjoy on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Keith Keller in Melbourne, Australia, and you are listening to the only Jay and Ross the Boss, host of Social Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you are already awesome. Our job is to make you world famous.
Need help with your marketing plan? Diamond Roots can virtually guarantee that you succeed in meeting your business objectives. Visit www.diamondroots.com. Diamond Roots is a premier marketing and PR agency focused on providing cutting-edge strategies for business-to-business communication campaigns that deliver tangible results. Visit www.diamondroots.com or call 404-228-3052. That's 404-228-3052.
And we are back at Be Fiercely Sassy at BGE_Radio on Twitter. You can follow us and follow our today's guests also. I'm on the air with Regina and Pamela. Pamela Wright Stanley and Regina Robinson with E-Weight, Empowered Women Accountable to Each Other. Now, ladies, tell us more about your events that you have going on and some you've done in the past.
Well, I'll let Pamela share with you what we just finished up with the Purpose Driven Women Tour, because that was her baby.
Well, God had given me the vision for a tour probably, what, about 2 years ago, Regina, almost?
Yeah.
And we had been putting it off because we had some health challenges with our father. But we decided we were going to pursue it. And so with the vision, God gave me the details, which went from having a panel discussion to having guest speakers and so forth. And so that was my baby. I called Regina. I told her we were going to do a tour. I'm sure she thought I was crazy. But we were able to get it pulled off, and then it kind of sweat in the city, and it kind of all kind of came together, and Regina helped with the topics and so forth as far as whether it was faith or purpose or whatever the case. So the tour is what we just finished up, which was our spring tour. Our last city was Greensboro, and it was a great idea. I'm glad God chose us to do it. So I think Regina's got some things that she's going to drag me into coming in 2014.
Oh, absolutely. Like Pam said, we actually did two tours for the Purpose Driven Women Tour for 2013, and it was amazing. But 2014, we're going back to basics. They always say, at some point you have to always go back to the first thing God gave you and make sure you're doing that. And the first thing he gave us was, our Sassy Women's Brunches, which we really broke down into three big things. We had an information session / workshop. We brought in a local organization that was doing great work to talk about the work they're doing in the community so our women knew there were places they could give back. And then we would have someone give a hope story or an amazing overcoming story. So we are going back to those basics. And so for 2014, we're doing the Get Your Sassy Back tour. And right now, I've confirmed 5 cities. We're working on doing 7, and we'll announce those dates probably right at the beginning of the year. So in the spring of 2014, the Sassy team will be back on the road with your Get Your Sassy Back tour.
And they can also subscribe to your newsletter, correct, and get your monthly newsletter. How does one subscribe for that?
Well, if they go to our website, and I'm trying to remember, I think it says connections, but there's a place where you actually put in your personal information. That gets you on our email list so you can get our newsletter. We have actually postponed the newsletter for a little bit. We have a magazine, Diamond Diva Magazine out of North Carolina, that has decided they're going to pick up our newsletter and begin running our newsletter through their magazine. So very shortly, you will have to go to their magazine to get our newsletter. So as of right now, we still want women to go to eweight.com, fill out their personal information on the connections page, and we'll continue to send out updates and let you know when the newsletter will be available in Diamond Diva Magazine.
And tell us a little more about the CDs. One, can you guys have an eweight store with the CDs and the confessions? Tell us more about that.
That is actually a work in progress. In the past, we have made a lot of our events available via CD, but so many people are moving away from CDs. So what we started doing now is uploading most of our events to YouTube. I have a YouTube channel where people can go and they can watch our past events, which has been, a blessing to a lot of people who can't travel everywhere that we travel. So we've kind of pulled back from doing the CDs, and at sometime we'll probably end up doing like an MP3 or some other type of download where people can download the information. And my next project for sure is going to be a confession CD. That is huge on my list of things I want to do. I have a confession CD that I have listened to for years that I got from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and I was like, wow, I would love to do the exact same thing with some of the confessions we use at our organization meetings for our women. So that's one of my next projects. In my own voice, positive confessions we do with our women, positive confessions that me and Pamela do, with our children, and just be able to pass that on to other people so they can have that tool to empower their own lives. It's great to go somewhere and have somebody speak a great word over you. It's great to go somewhere and hear some positive information, but it's even better when you can take a tool, take charge of your own life, and begin to encourage and empower yourself. And I'm very it's very important to me that people be able to take the information we give them and go home and empower their own lives.
And that's just awesome, 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 ladies. And you guys also have relationships or what you work through with different ministries that are as a resource, you know, as you're out there empowering. Tell us a little more about the ministries that you're linked with.
Wow. There are some that I have very personal relationships with out of Greenwood, South Carolina, because I lived there for 17 years. There's one called A Place for Us Ministries, which is a home, you know, where girls can go to have their babies, and now they're even taking on young women who maybe have traumas with drug addiction or mutilation or things of that nature, and I have great love for them. We constantly try to make a point of giving back to them and let people know about what they're doing there as well. That's the first one that comes to mind. Meg's House is a battered women's shelter in Greenwood, South Carolina. That's another place that, you know, is near and dear to my heart. Have gone over there and spent some time with those ladies and poured into them, but also make sure that we, you know, provide information where people can give back. Those are a couple of the ones. I know you probably have some other ones there, you know, Kenneth Copeland Ministry, other ones that have, you know, been huge in our lives, you know, Joyce Meyer and her ministry. But it's interesting, as we travel, we try to make a point of finding local ministries in every single city that we're in that are doing great work and we can go ahead and give back to. And I want to mention one in particular right now. I don't think they're on our website. But in Wilmington, North Carolina, there's an organization called The Love Project. And it's three mamas and their babies, and they go out and they feed the homeless. And they call their organization The Love Project. And it inspired me in such a powerful way because I see it like this. Any city you're in, you can start a love project. It doesn't matter if it's feeding the homeless or is, you know, tutoring kids after school. Whatever you're doing that gives love back to the community is a love project. But I just wanted to give a shout-out to those ladies because they're doing great work. But, yeah, it's important to me that we know who in each city is doing the good work, because everybody hears about the national ministries, but what about the people who are in your own town, on the ground, fighting the good fight every day in our communities? It's important that we lift them up as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love your T-shirts, by the way.
Yeah, seriously, Fassy.
Tell us more about that, and how can these ladies order them?
Sam, you still on the line?
I'm still here. They can go to.
Hey, tell them about your Fassy.
Well, I mean, if you want to get some shirts or some other apparel that we have, check us out, fiercelyfassy.com. I think the first four designs, the originals are up there, Regina. The bling, Fiercely Fassy shirt is up there, as well as the Purpose Driven Women's shirts are also on the website. And I think the ball shirt's up there as well, right, Regina?
Yes, and we still have some of the bracelets left from the Purpose Driven Women tour. As well, and that's just the beginning of where we're going. We got so many other designs and things in the hopper. But Fiercely Sassy is what I call the provision for the original vision. It's the way God gave us to create income so that we can go wherever we need to go to reach whoever we need to reach and not have to worry about the money. And it's something that we never thought we would start, and when he told us to do it, it wasn't something we knew what we were doing, but we did it because he told us to, and now we see why Fiercely Sassy was put into place. But, yeah, I have to give a shout-out to our designer, Miss Kristen Culvers. She's at the SCAD, the Art Institute down in Savannah, Georgia. But she designed all of our shirts except for the boss shirt. She designed every one of them.
Absolutely, absolutely sassy. Once again, can you let everyone know how they can follow you on your social media, your Twitter, your Facebook, your Instagram? And if there's any other information you'd like to share, go ahead and share it with us.
All right. Well, they can find us, first of all, on our website, ewate.com, ewate.com. All our social media listed there. But if you go to Facebook, you can look for me, Regina Elizabeth Robinson. Look for me on Facebook, Pamela. You look for her, Pamela Stanley. And as far as our pages on Facebook, we have our E-Weight Sassy Women page and our Fiercely Sassy page. And those are great places to go and see what we're doing, what kind of upcoming events we have going on. If you want to be a part of our groups, we do have two groups on Facebook. One is our Sassy Women and Sassy Supporters, and the other one is our Living Like a Boss group for men. On Twitter, you can find us at Be Fiercely Sassy. That's B-E, Fiercely Sassy. And then on Instagram, you can find me at Sassy Regina. So those are the basic ways to find us. If you click on any one of those, it would link you back to just about everything else. that we're doing. And again, we are excited about 2014. We're headed into this Get Your Sassy Back tour, along with we're going to be doing a couple boss events around the country, as well as some other really special things that we're going to announce right at the beginning of the year. People are going to be shocked to see some of the things the Sassy team is doing in 2014, but know this, he has gone before us, he has prepared the way, and he's dropped the blessings out of the sky, and we're just going to run with him. And one other thing I do want to mention, I do have a new radio show. I have the Get Your Sassy Back show with Regina Sunshine on New Radio, that's NU Radio, Mondays from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and you can listen live at Give Me Yo Music, that's GiveMeYoMusic.com. So those are the things we got coming up for the coming year.
Well, that's just awesome. I just heard something that you said, a key word, men. So you're telling me E-Weight is not just tailored for the women. There's area for the men also?
When it comes to Boss, up until 2013, it was just a women's organization. But now that we do have the Living Like a Boss segment, which is for our men, right now it's still a part of E-Weight. My son, who helped us co-found that particular part of the organization, has insisted that it needs to be its own company separate from E-Weight. So at some point it will break away and be its own separate organization. But as of right now, Living Like a Boss men's organization is a part of our E-Weight brand.
That is just awesome, awesome. Well, you know, in all of my shows, I like to leave my listeners with words of encouragement. So whatever you feel that's on your spirit, please, please share with us some words of encouragement.
Go ahead, Pamela Stanley.
Well, you know, I'm on this whole chant kick. I tell people, and this is what I told my ladies in Greensboro, I trust, I have faith, and I expect, and I trust God. I have faith that he is who he said he is, and he'll do what he said he's going to do. And I expect that because I'm obedient, he's going to give me the desires of my heart. So my thing going into 2014 is I trust, I have faith, and I expect. And whatever your purpose is, if you're not sure what it is, you know, Regina, we have some questions and questionnaires at events that we give out. But I tell people, if you know what your vision is, your dream is, and your purpose, don't let anybody else or anything else deter you from it. So put your blinders on and your hater blockers and you move forward. And don't let people who have so little input in your life have so much input on what you do. So that's pretty much where I am. I trust, I have faith, and I expect.
I like that.
Awesome.
Man. I'm going to do that 2014. I'm going to trust, I'm going to have faith, and I'm going to expect. from me, one of the main things that I talk about as I travel is self-worth and self-image. And so many women find that they are where they are in life because they don't think they're worthy of anything more. So this is my word to your listeners. You're worthy. He made you. That makes you worthy. So stop accepting into your life things that are beneath you and beneath where you're trying to go and start looking for God's best for your life. Know this. If you're here, there's still time to be and do everything God has created you to do. So don't you allow the mistakes of your past and the words of the world and doubts and fears or anything else from keeping you from what God has. Remember my personal motto. I tell people all the time, it's not over till I win. If I hadn't won yet, that just means it's not over. So I tell your listeners today, it's not over till you win. If you hadn't won yet, that just means, baby, it's not over.
Amen. Purpose-driven women. Great, great job, ladies. We here at BGE Radio just bless you guys in your continued walk with E-Weight. Absolutely thank you for taking the time and joining us today and all of our continued success to you.
Well, thank you so much. We're always honored when people who have platforms like yourself allow us to share who we are and who God, what God has placed in our hearts to do. And so we thank you for the opportunity. We wish continued blessings on you and your show. And moving forward, just know the same thing I told everybody else. Don't you allow doubt, fear, and anything else, honey, to stop you from doing what God has called you to do. You continue to be an encouragement. Continue to use this show to bring light and life into other people's lives. And watch and see that He opened doors for you that you don't even know exist right now. So we thank you.
Thank you. I receive that. Thank you so very, very much. And there you guys have it, Regina Robinson and Pamelia Stanley, founders of Empowered Women Accountable to Each Other, E-Weight. You can get on over to their website, and that's E-Weight, E-W-A-T-E.com. For more information, you know, go ahead and sign up for their newsletter. These ladies are out here really, really, you know, making women and making them bring their sassy back. So just awesome, awesome encouragement and just a great, great, great organization and company to be a part of. And as mentioned, you know, it's not just for the ladies, men. You can become a part of it too, a BOSS, BOSS, which stands for Business Occupation Service Significance. And that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. I thank you for tuning in to for the technical difficulties that we were having earlier. Seems like we're still having a little more, but, you know, hey, it doesn't stop the show. The show must still go on, and I leave each and every one of you guys today with words of encouragement. And this one is from Taylor Swift. If you are lucky enough to be different, don't ever change. Be back on Wednesday, same time, same place here on BGE Radio, BGE powered by Blog Talk Radio. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we will talk to you soon. Have a good one.